Thank you for joining the GFSN and ESBC College Basketball Pac-12 podcast for today, which is going to be January the 25th. Let's go with the slate today. You have your USC Trojans +4 at Oregon State. You got to look at Vegas when they're just posting games because they know people on the weekend are just going to pick favorites. I don't get at all why Oregon State is a 4-point favorite against USC. USC has more talent. They should have beat Oregon the other night. I mean, Vegas could be thinking about the fatigue factor and that maybe there are logarithms are showing that USC loses the second game of these back-to-back Pac-12 games where they play two games in three nights. Why does the Pac-10 do that or the Pac-12 do that? Who knows? Next game we're going to cover is the Washington State Cougars at Utah. Another game. Washington State, it doesn't look like they're going to get blown out two times in a row. I really doubt it. So they're going to cover those 8 points against Utah. Then you have Washington, the Washington Huskies, with two NBA lottery picks starting against Colorado. Colorado's a hot team. Colorado looks to be an NCAA tournament team. They have a lot of seniors. They will win this game, but I don't know if they're going to win by eight. So remember what I told you about, that I've been saying on the podcast, that defensive teams do not cover as favorite, but they do cover as dogs. Washington's a defensive team. And it's funny that they're a defensive team with these lottery guys on there. Maybe this guy's could have looked at a different school because this is not Syracuse. But maybe they want to get a spot in the NBA as a role player. So you never know everybody's situation. But Washington and Coach Hopkins, he comes out of the Boeheim, Jim Boeheim tree at Syracuse. He wants to play defense and only play 7 or 8 guys. He doesn't really go that deep. That's not their philosophy. That's why, for the most part, unless Boeheim has a Carmelo Anthony, they end up losing sometimes in the Final Four because they lack depth with the talent level they have. So Washington lacks depth. They're playing two games in three nights, but it's a defensive style. So look for them to cover Colorado. It's a very measured style. That's probably why they didn't win their last game, if they let Utah come back. As Utah, against that zone, hit a bunch of miracle threes, I call them. Low percentage shots to win. Arizona against Arizona State. This is almost an automatic revenge game for Arizona State. They got beat in the rivalry. They got blown out. And now they're getting 5 points at home against Miller. You got to go with Arizona State. I saw the game, the talent mismatch between Arizona and Arizona State. It's not that big. I think Arizona State's problem is that they have a lot of new guys, a lot of young guys. So there is, when you mix in talent and experience together, there's that gap that Arizona State will fill with experience. And Arizona has more of a highly talented team that their talent makes up for their experience, especially with that guard Arizona has. Nick Mannion, very, 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 very talented. Not a lot of experience. He's going to get a lot of experience as the year goes along. But if you measure, if you use like numbers, the talent gap isn't as big. And you mix it in with experience, it isn't as big as the score in the last game. So look for a revenge game. Look for Hurley's staff to look at all the mistakes they made in the last one. And Arizona doesn't really have to make a lot of adjustments, right? Well, thank you so kindly for listening to the Pac-12 basketball podcast. We look to, as always, to go up 80% for the year. Tomorrow, look on our Twitter. Brandon First is going to come up with his Sunday Pac-12 picks. As we'll focus on the Pac-12 and make you 70 to 80% on your picks. Thank you for listening to our betting podcast and have a good time.